98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim. Keim Time with Doug and Wolf.
Every Friday, 7:45, you get to hear the exclusive conversation with the Cardinals general manager, Steve Keim. Steve, good morning. How are you feeling about Atlanta?
Good morning, man. Well, obviously two teams that are in similar situations and both had higher expectations and, you know, opportunity to compete on another Sunday. Mm-hmm. See some fun battles like Larry Fitzgerald, their secondary, and Pat Peterson and Julio Jones. I mean, that's what we line up on Sundays for.
Steve, three games left on the season right now. What do you want to see in these three games? Can there be anything that you can actually glean from these last three games?
You know what, Wolf? I could almost argue that, just the situation that we're in, it's more important than ever to evaluate some of the young players, particularly the fact that we had five rookies start last week. The perfect scenario, but at the same time, it gives you the benefit of being able to evaluate all the players and head into free agency in the draft process to give you a better understanding of your team needs, and the fact that we're going to be very, very aggressive this offseason is really, ideal from an evaluation standpoint.
Well, who has impressed you, Steve, on that note right there, when you've seen it, some young guys getting the opportunity to play a little bit? Who has caught your eye?
Well, this past week, the two offensive linemen, Corey Cunningham continues to do some good things. And then Colby Gossett is a guy that has excited us, rookie from Appalachian State, showed the fact that it's not too big for him. And in fact, in many instances, I felt like played with a nasty temperament, really finished at the point of attack, has really, really good strength. And I think has a chance to be a player in this league.
Talking to Steve Keim, general manager of the Arizona Cardinals. Steve, remember the outside noise about Josh Rosen going into the draft. Fair or not, everybody attacked his character. Everybody said he's not a good leader. Everybody said just borderline the guy's a jerk, but he was a great, ready-made NFL quarterback. From what everything I've heard from people in the organization, from you or seen with my own eyes, they were dead wrong about Rosen, the guy. Everybody's talking about what a good leader he is, what a good dude he is, and yet there's actually accuracy issues as it appears from the couch or for a fan. What's the truth have you seen about Josh Rosen? Why do you think some of the passes aren't quite as accurate as what we already had proof of at UCLA?
Well, I think, to start, I mean, you are correct. I mean, with those questions coming out, it has been the polar opposite. I mean, he is absolutely a great young man, has worked his tail off, and has done all the right things as a teammate. As far as the accuracy issues, there is no doubt that Josh has a lot to clean up. But just like college, he stepped in as a true freshman and played, and it wasn't too big for him. And I don't think this is too big for him. I think the fact that, we've become one-dimensional. We can't run the football with, effectiveness. I think that has put him in a tough position. And then you talk about the supporting cast. When you're, throwing to some guys who, maybe because of the injuries and because of some other situations, you wouldn't say that, okay, here's a young guy from Arkansas, Monticello, that he's thrown to, or an undrafted free agent from Vanderbilt. And there are things from route depth and all those things that, not to make any excuses, but there are some things to get on the same page with receivers has to happen. Now, that being said, there are also some mechanical things that can get sloppy, whether it's footwork or your body position or your eyes. And those are all things that focus and consistency will clean up. And I know that Josh has all the tools to be a really good player and to play with that kind of accuracy that you look for. But the matter of fact is there are times where he's gone through some growing pains.
Mm-hmm. Steve, is it hard to evaluate Josh Rosen at this point of the season, just knowing how many injuries have happened on the offensive line, how decimated the offensive line has become, and then some of the other guys that he is throwing the ball to? On that note right there, does it make it difficult for you as a talent evaluator to say, let's evaluate Josh Rosen?
I don't think so. I think what it's done is put him in a tough position. But for me, what it's done is it showed me a lot about his grit, a lot about his toughness, both mental and physical. And more than anything, again, we've talked about it over and over, but it's so critical that he's getting these snaps, you know, that we don't have to go through those growing pains, in my opinion, next year, which, you know, in other situations, in an ideal scenario, sometimes you may have had to go through. So to me, delaying the process for Josh, the one positive that comes out of this and the silver lining is he's getting those learning moments right now.
I'm amazed how this has kind of taken over. This is kind of a topic that a lot of people keep bringing up, so you're the authority on it. Let's ask you. How much does he learn by getting beaten up? Is there a moment where you say it's not worth the risk of what he can learn? Let's let him sit. Or are you of the type, he's playing all three games and he's getting as many snaps as we can possibly give him?
He's playing. That's why we traded up to 10 to get him. I mean, you look at Troy Aikman and you look at Peyton Manning, two guys who Hall of Famers had tremendous careers, and you look at their rookie seasons. I think Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, those guys went through tremendous growing pains and, you know, had been put in tough positions. But, you know, I like to see guys play. I mean, I'm a competitor. I know Josh is a competitor. He doesn't want to sit on the bench. So to me, you know, let's roll the ball out and play.
So 2019, right? Corey Cunningham, is he a viable option to be a starter in 2019?
Well, with a small body of work, he is. You know, I think it's one of those things that he is one of the guys that's very critical for us to make sure that we understand where he's at and just what the long term is for him. Because, again, if he's a guy that can possibly step in there at right tackle, you know, that certainly eliminates some headache for us in free agency or the draft. And so far, guys, you know, for a rookie that wasn't even invited to the combine, he has really done some good things and really some natural things from a skill set standpoint. I mean, when you see how long he is, the fact he plays with very good strength and really has good feet and athleticism. And again, with some of the things he's had to do with, you know, bending his knees and playing laterally, I just think he does a really nice job for a rookie and has certainly lived up to any expectation we've had.
Steve Keim, General Manager, Arizona Cardinals, joining Doug and Wolf this week. Robert Kimdichie on IR. Let me be the first person to stand with you and say, I loved that pick in 2016. So I ask humbly, were we wrong?
That's a great question, guys. I mean, you know, I certainly am not going to be one to hide behind anything. And just looking at it now, based on the fact that he was a first-round pick, and the limited time on the field and production that he's had, you would certainly have to question that draft pick. But, you know, that's the hard part of this business. It's an inexact science. You know, looking back on it now, the question is should David Johnson have gone in the first round? There's a lot of hypotheticals. So, but you know, I think you have to judge guys based on their production and what they've done on the field. And, you know, again, certainly has not lived up to expectations.
Steve, have you guys actually sat down and had discussions in regard to Robert Kimdichie in terms of the ACL now? The ACL, we all know what that's going to
be. Yeah, how that affects the fifth-year option.
Fifth-year option. Have you guys had discussions on that?
Yes, we have. And we all know that that's a 6 to 9 month recovery. And, you know, Robert is the kind of guy that is, you know, kind of freaky physically, just in terms of his body type and athleticism. So I would expect that he'll heal up fine. Again, you know, he's got to come back with his chip on his shoulder. You know, if he wants an opportunity to have a long-term career, he has got to do it on the field.
Steve, do you anticipate extending him, giving him that fifth-year option?
You know, that's something, guys, that I'm going to, you know, just keep to myself. You know, I don't really want to talk about it in the media, but he is, he and I have had conversations and I've made it very clear with him where we stand and what my expectations are.
Do you consider Wolf media?
You know, this comes up a lot.
Do not answer that question, Steve.
He doesn't think so, but from what I understand, Larry Fitzgerald has talked about the fact that he gets two paychecks. And I mean, if there's any positive, guys, I will say this. I mean, it has been, you know, really an honor for me to be associated with a guy like Larry Fitzgerald when we talk about him. You know, to be able to work for this organization for 20 years, you know, that, as you guys know, especially Wolf, how special that is to me. But to see a guy like Larry, you know, accomplish what he did this past weekend and to do it in the same uniform is very, very special to watch.
Are you worried that next weekend is his last home game?
You know what? I don't even think about that, because I think it's one of those things that I'm actually just kind of taking a step back and smelling the roses. You know what I mean by that? By mm-hmm. just saying, I'm watching him every week, and I'm just taking in the moments, because it feels like it was yesterday. I know people talk about raising children like this, that, you know, it happens in a minute. I feel like it was yesterday. I walked out to the University of Pittsburgh's practice field and saw him as a true freshman. And at that point in time, realized he looked different from everybody else on the field.
Wow.
And, you know, to now see what he's done in a 15-year career, again, I'm just going to take this time and really, you know, just reflect.
Yeah. Tell me about, if you don't mind, tell me about the past with him. When you've gone into off seasons where he has said, you know, hey, I'm going to wait till the off season, and we know he's going to do it that way. Has it been more you recruiting him, where you say, here's our plan for next year, and you kind of spell it out so he buys in? Or has it been more he just calls you and lets you know, and you sit back and wait?
He's called. You know, I think the one thing is, you know, Michael and I both have a great relationship with him. And, you know, I think sometimes Larry just needs that time. So you have to mm-hmm. respect that. And mm-hmm. He gets away and obviously does a lot of traveling. And you know, a guy like that needs to, you know, unwind a little bit. And again, to me, it's just a matter of time that you have to give him.
Makes sense.
Steve, thank you so much. God bless your brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Good luck Sunday.
Thanks, man.